From Tidbits on February 21st, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Sketch 1.0.3, the screenshot editing software Sketch, has been updated to version 1.0.3. Various bugs are fixed, key combinations no longer trigger an upload when they shouldn't, an issue where Sketch misbehaved when you dragged files into it has been corrected, and a crash affecting some newer Macs is resolved. Free users of the Sketch service now have access to three additional image manipulation options, too. Rotate, flip, and fonts. Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.6. Apple's latest Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update extends Aperture 3 and iPhoto 11 support to 6 more cameras and fixes processing issues for 4 others. Newly supported cameras include the Canon EOS Rebel T3 or 1100D or KISS X50, all the same one I assume, Canon EOS Rebel T3i 600D or KISS X5, the Olympus E5, the Panasonic Lumix DMC FZ100, the Pentax KR, and the Pentax K5. The update also improves the processing of images from the Nikon D7000, Nikon Coolpix P7000, Panasonic Lumix DMC GF1, and Panasonic Lumix DMC GH2. The update is available via software update in the Apple Support Downloads page. Apple also publishes a full list of supported cameras. Evernote 2.0.4 Memory Storage Software Evernote has been updated to version 2.0.4. The new version improves PDF handling, both preventing issues with waiting for large PDFs to load and making it easier to drag PDFs out of the program. The update also includes what the developers call lots of bug fixes. CopyPaste Pro 3.0. Plum Amazing describes its multiple clipboard utility CopyPaste Pro as a time machine for your clipboard. New in version 3.0 is the capability to search your clip archives, enabling you to find anything in any clip. The Clip Revolver feature, which existed in much older versions of the software, is restored. Extracting email addresses from clips is improved, and new preferences allow for enhanced control over copy-paste's general behavior. 1Password 3.5.7. Agile Web Solutions has bumped 1Password to version 3.5.7. Most notably, the software no longer quits when you close the main window. Also new is a success message after adding attachments, easier Dropbox sync setup, and better password strength reporting. Auto-correction and credit card filling are also improved. Rounding out the release are extensive enhancements to the software's Google Chrome compatibility and minor fixes for Firefox 4 and Safari. iWeb 3.0.3. Apple has updated iWeb, the iLife 11 hanger-on that isn't iDVD, to version 3.0.3. The update addresses an issue with the iSight Movie widget on certain Macs and corrects problems publishing websites via FTP. Apple also says that the update improves compatibility with macOS 10. Which is good news, I suppose, since that's the only operating system that iWeb supports. Adobe Acrobat and Reader 10.0.1. Adobe has released updates to its PDF authoring and reading tools, Acrobat and Reader. The new versions of each address critical security vulnerabilities and improve overall stability. The Reader update also improves protected mode, along with QTP, Flash, and SCCM support. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Belite Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.